Please put my soul up to love. I am so, so alive.
Good evening and welcome to this month's edition of Outbeat Youth. I'm Greg Moralia. Outbeat Youth is a segment for and about LGBT youth here in the North Bay and beyond. We're here every month as part of Outbeat Now. And tonight we welcome back Shane Windmeyer, who's the Executive Director of Campus Pride, the nation's leading LGBT organization supporting colleges and universities. And he's going to talk about a couple of things, including our special series we're going to feature over this next school year, that we're going to call the Campus Pride Voice in Action National Spotlight Series. Shane, welcome back to Outbeat Youth.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Well, this is a pretty exciting show. We're going to be talking about a couple of things with you tonight, including our special featured series coming up this year. But first, let's give it a kind of an update on what's going on with Campus Pride.
You know, Greg, we just got through with our national leadership camp called Camp Pride. It's a five-day, five-night camp. It was amazing. We have this year over 60 college students. We had a packed crowd. We sold out the camp. Some amazing entertainers, artists, leading professionals in LGBT, social justice kind of organizations coming to camp. It was just amazing.
Now, where did you hold it this year?
Nashville, Tennessee. We've been there for 3 years now at Vanderbilt University.
So for just give us a sense of what a young person comes out of that camp experience with. I mean, this sounds like a really amazing opportunity for young people. What are some of the things you hear when people leave camp that they take back to their own campuses?
You know, the Camp Pride experience is really unique. There's no other experience like it for college students. These are lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer, questioning, the whole spectrum of the LGBT rainbow. And these young adults are coming from campuses across the country. We had over 50 different colleges represented this year at camp, from, small, more rural campuses to large public institutions to religious-affiliated campuses. I think for the fourth or fifth year, Notre Dame even sent students. They have an alumni group there, and the alumni who are gay fund an LGBT or an ally student to come every year. So it's really an amazing experience. And these young people leave with an action plan that they go back to their campus for the next year to implement on their campus related to, whatever they think is important, whether it be an LGBT program or changing a policy to be more inclusive of trans students. It truly is special. For a lot of our genderqueer trans students, it's sometimes the first time where they feel safe enough to use, kind of a gender pronoun or to explore their gender expression or their gender identity.
Sure. Tell us about some of the speakers you had.
Well, goodness, where to start? For I think the fourth or fifth year in a row, we've had Mara Kiesling. Mara is the executive director of the National Center for Trans Equality, an amazing advocate for trans, but just social justice. I mean, Mara's just a phenomenal leader in our movement. Mara's come to camp when it was up in D.C. She's come to camp now that it's in Nashville. And then we had Zach Walls, the young man who stood up to the Iowa legislature and said that his families matter with his two moms.
Right.
The number one, I think, political video on YouTube in 2011. So Zach was there.
I bet that was incredible.
Oh, amazing. And Zach actually received our National Voice in Action Leadership Award, which is an award that we give every year at camp. Last year, we gave it to Daniel Hernandez Jr., the young man, the college student who saved Representative Gabby Gifford's life.
That's right.
Yeah. So, we also had Everyone is Gay, the two women who started that organization. We had Justin Utley. Justin is a rock singer, songwriter, nationally acclaimed. He grew up Mormon. He's, obviously left the Mormon faith, but he came out a few years back, created a wonderful single called Stand for Something.
That's right.
And he came to camp and just an amazing advocate and artist.
Great. Well, it's July. Most of our freshmen, college freshmen listeners are going to be thinking about going to a college. Maybe they're going to be moving away for the first time from home or going to a local community college. And the college environment is clearly different than the high school environment, at least we hope. So let's spend a little bit of time. I mean, you've given us some great advice in the past for college freshmen, LGBT college freshmen who are, you know, making their first appearance on a campus. What should they be thinking about before they get to school?
Well, you know, obviously they spend a lot of time and energy picking that college, whether it be a two-year college or a four-year college. You know, some energy has went into finding the college and finding, you know, the academic programs. And I think what's most important for an out LGBT student or even a straight ally student is to find a place on that campus or an organization or connections to the campus that really make them feel welcome or feel comfortable, whether that be in the library, whether that be in the student union, whether that be a club or organization. But, you know, research has shown that students that get involved beyond their academics actually feel more comfortable, more safe. They actually feel more invested in the college experience. And I think that's really what's most key. And for an LGBT student, that could mean a student group, such as, you know, a GSA, a Gay Straight Alliance. It could mean, you know, finding a group like, you know, the Student Activities Programming Board that is LGBT inclusive, but trying to find their connection. I think that connection to community is so important.
I'm just imagining myself, of course, it's been a few years since I graduated from high school, but I'm just imagining myself now as maybe a recently out gay man going off to college as a freshman and going into that dorm situation for the first time. Give us some advice. I meet my dorm mate. Should I come out right away? What's the best way to handle that?
Well, you know, Greg, it's been a while since you've been in college. They actually have running water now. and, you know, but today's college student, when they come to college, the housing situation, I do think, is potentially problematic because you're being put with a roommate that you don't know. Oftentimes, you don't know the person. You know, if you're out, it's important that you feel safe, that you feel comfortable. And so the relationship you have with your roommate is key. The relationship you have with your resident assistant, the person who's in charge of that floor, is also important. And, you know, as we learned with, you know, 2 years ago, nearly 2 years ago, September 2010, with Tyler Clemente, that is a tragic story of a really bad roommate situation. And so you don't want to get yourself kind of stuck in the idea that just because you have a roommate, if you're afraid or fearful or just don't like it, make sure that they move you. Don't go and just put in a complaint, but say, I want to be moved. And I think that's really clear because the days of putting two students or four students in a room together and calling it the real world, and just that they'll somehow work it out, I think are slowly over. And so housing, I think, it's important that the student try to get along with the roommate and try to create some sort of relationship. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, it's the college's responsibility to make sure you feel safe, especially where you have to sleep at night. So, you know, I think by and large, I would say most roommates that you're going to run into, you can create a relationship with of respect and civility. But if that's not going to happen in that first week, 2 weeks, you know, get out of that situation. Don't keep yourself in it.
What are you finding that colleges are doing now to sort of help that relationship get off to a good start? Are most colleges asking the question?
No, that's part of the problem is that colleges are accepting students that are out, that have been out since middle school or high school, and they're not allowing them the option to self-identify as LGBT. And so when it comes to housing, if there's gender-neutral housing or LGBT living learning communities, it's sometimes hard for students to select those housing arrangements as a way to make them feel connected to the campus. And so, you know, more campuses need to take responsibility on the front end, whether it be the college admission form, whether it be the housing form. You know, Campus Pride has advocated not only for an optional question on the college admission form for LGBT students, but, you know, we've also advocated that housing professionals have roommate matching where students can choose their own roommate or, you know, they could, you know, find a living learning community, a theme floor around social justice or LGBT issues. That's where housing is going. It's just that some campuses are still stuck in, you know, the 70s as far as forcing students to have to live together. And I think those days are slowly numbered.
Well, talk some about coming out at college. I mean, obviously that's a really great opportunity, or at least it could be a great opportunity. Maybe if a young person hasn't had a chance to come out at home because of whatever circumstances are there, what do you recommend for freshmen? Is that really a good time to come out?
Well, you know, it's situational. I think a lot of students are already out in high school. They're coming to college, and sometimes they go back in the closet for a while, and they're like, oh, I want people to get to know me, you know, or they're just fearful, and they don't want to be out. So I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag, and it depends on your campus and the environment of your campus. Obviously, I'm not going to tell a student, you know, at a religiously conservative campus that, yeah, be out, you know, on the moment you get to campus, but it comes down to your personal choice, and where you believe in your heart your comfort lies and where you want to come out. And, you know, I came out in college my junior year. It took me a long time to get there. But when you're ready to come out, I don't think there's any reason to stop you. And if the college campus that you chose isn't right for you, then transfer.
Now, you mentioned gay straight alliances, and I would imagine that one of the first steps to coming out at a college campus would be to get involved in one of those organizations and build a network. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, most, I would say Campus Pride is estimated about 60%, 58% of college campuses today have some sort of gay-straight alliance. And that's kind of a shock to some people because they assume that all campuses do. And the problem with college campuses is the gay-straight alliance will start up 1 year, and then 4 years later, it'll be gone. And so, you know, if there's not a gay straight alliance on campus, definitely if you have the leadership and you want to start one, start one. The key with any type of organization, though, is to make sure there's good transitioning so the organization stays alive. But where we've been as an organization in our advocacy work on college campuses is a gay straight alliance is not an institutional commitment to LGBT safety or LGBT inclusion or LGBT diversity. At the end of the day, the college needs to take responsibility to help support that GSA. It's not the student's role to basically guarantee or to be responsible for their own safety. But still today on about 90% of our college campuses, there's no institutional support for LGBT students. The responsibility that safety is on the backs of the LGBT student.
How would a student go about finding where these organizations are? Do they typically have visibility on the campus, either on the web or through signage?
Yeah, that's a good question. Each campus is different, and I think that's been one of the challenges for some students is that if you go to a campus website and you type the word gay, you don't always find the LGBT student group or the, you know, the Rainbow Alliance or the Pride or whatever they're called on the campus. And so it's very difficult. If you go to campusprideindex.org, our national index, when you visit the, you know, 330 plus colleges that are listed, many of the colleges list their LGBT group on that site. So that's a great resource. But otherwise, you know, the student activities office, going in there and saying, hey, do you have a gay student organization? And trying to figure out what that is if you feel comfortable. Otherwise, you're kind of stuck in Facebook land or kind of in Google trying to find out where they're at, where they're located. Hopefully, you're going to a campus, though, that is out. You know, colleges need to come out and say, yep, we have a gay group and be proud of that and make sure that there's signage and, you know, information and brochures and it's not kind of hidden, you know, between the diversity resources.
So tell us a little bit more about the Campus Climate Index. You mentioned that, and it's an amazing tool for young people to look and research a college. Of course, if you've already made that commitment and you're already enrolled, tell us about some of the things a student can learn about their own institution just by going to the index now.
Well, that's a great question, Greg. You know, Campus Pride's index, the Campus Pride Index, really looks at climate, and it allows a high school student or a transfer student to find campuses that have basically come out as LGBT friendly, as gay friendly. And that index is a free resource to the college as well as to the high school student or the transfer student that are looking at gay friendly colleges. It's kind of one of those diamonds in the rough. It's a resource out there that we're trying to get more people aware of because it's just phenomenal. We put a lot of time, a lot of energy into keeping it updated every year. Colleges come back and update their information. But if you've already chosen a college, the good thing about it is you can go to the index and make sure your college is listed. That would be the first thing. The second thing, if it is listed, you know, look at the information there and try to find out what your college is doing really well, but also where your college can improve. And as a student leader, as an advocate for LGBT issues, whether you be gay or straight, you know, try to figure out if you can help change something while you're there for 2 years or 4 years or however long you're at college, and you know, maybe improve some of the things on the index for future students. So it's a great benchmarking tool for student leaders to work with administrators on improving their climate as well.
Great. And we'll have the link to that climate index on our website at outbeatyouth.com. You can go there after the show and click on that link. And I really encourage you to check out and investigate what is here and around you. For those of you here in California, there's a number of campuses, including a couple of community colleges that are listed on the index. And it'll give you a good flavor, a good sense of where that campus is in terms of supporting LGBT students. Let's switch gears for a second and talk specifically about transgender students, because I think they face a particular challenge depending upon where they are in their own transition process and their own sense of identity. Where are colleges in terms of supporting trans students?
Well, you know, in 2010, Campus Pride published our State of Higher Ed report, and it looked at the trans population of students, faculty, and staff, and how much they encounter harassment, how much they fear for their physical safety. And that report showed that trans students of color, disproportionately encounter harassment at greater percentages than their LGB, lesbian, gay, and bi counterparts, as well as fear for their physical safety. And so it obviously shares that in the report, it's quite evident that it shares that trans students, there needs to be more attention placed on that population. Only 6% of colleges and universities have trans-inclusive non-discrimination statements. So again, that's quite alarming that if you look at basic non-discrimination statements, you know, there's not any inclusion of gender identity and gender expression. And then beyond that, gender-neutral restrooms that allow a trans student some privacy in choosing a restroom, whether that be a family restroom or single stall restrooms, you know, that's really important. Gender-neutral housing is picking up on some campuses, but it's a very small number of campuses still. So there needs to be more done for our trans students.
Well, let's talk a little about the difference between a public and a private school. If I'm headed to a private school and I identify as LGB or T, can I be kicked out if I'm discovered?
Well, it happens, yes, you can. A private campus is a private business, and currently in this country, there's no federal legislation that prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation for people. And so, you know, the classic would be Bob Jones or, you know, Liberty University. If they find out their student's gay, then they'll kick them out of campus. And that's one of the risks that you take in going to a private campus. And the sad thing is that there's a number of students at those campuses who are closeted or who are out maybe to themselves or to their friends, but are fearful of being kicked off campus.
So that could be particularly challenging if that's the case at the campus I'm at. If I'm suffering harassment or discrimination, if I come forward and talk about the reason for that, then I risk potentially being kicked out.
That's true. The good news is that that's a very small percentage of college campuses that are private that would have policies that would basically preclude an LGBT student from coming out. A perfect example is you have those far extreme campuses that I mentioned, and then you have a smaller percentage of campuses that are probably more religious-based and private that, you know, people can be out, but they're not going to create a gay-straight alliance for you, like at Notre Dame. You know, for 15 years, there's been gay students at Notre Dame, but, you know, and they can go to school there. They just don't want to create any services or have a club or, you know, have sexual orientation in their non-discrimination statement. So, you know, that's kind of the more conservative religious campus where you can be gay on campus. We're just not going to support you with programs or services.
Sure. And I think the most important thing is, in terms of dealing with harassment, discrimination, is no matter what, if you feel unsafe because of harassment or threats you've received, kicked out or not, you should bring that forward.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, and that's where Campus Pride has really helped a lot of students at Notre Dame and Pepperdine, is to get them some attention nationally so that way we can change that campus environment so other students in the future don't have to experience the same negative or the harassment that they experienced. And so we've worked with a number of students. And actually this fall, Campus Pride is launching our Campus Pride in Faith, which is a coalition of LGBT students at more conservative religious-based campuses. And so that will be a new outreach population that we're working with in a more formal way. In the past, we basically have dealt with that more informally on a case-by-case, campus-by-campus basis.
Well, we've got a few minutes left, and I want to definitely talk about this special series that we're working with Campus Pride on this year to bring some really amazing guests to Outbeat Youth. Tell us about what's in store.
Yeah, so starting this fall, Campus Pride is very excited to collaborate with Outbeat Youth and do our Campus Pride Voice in Action National Spotlight Series. And we're going to have a number of topics ranging from student athletes to, you know, different issues around trans inclusion. And we're going to bring in national voices, LGBT students, national experts, even some celebrities, to talk with your audience through a special series that Campus Pride will have available as a podcast. And so we're super excited about that as a way to give voice and to create action for LGBT and ally college students.
Yeah, so let me talk a bit about some of the guests we're talking to and have lined up to be on the show. They include Anna Agnes, Kai Allum, Brian Sims, Joshana Holy, Paul Marcarelli. You know him from the Verizon commercials. He's the Can You Hear Me Now guy. And Zach Walls, who's the young man with two moms who spoke out in support of marriage equality in front of the Iowa State Senate. So the series will air live during the regular Outbeat Youth segment over the course of the coming school year, about every other month or so. And then, of course, the shows will all be available as a podcast on the Campus Pride website and, of course, as usual, on our own website and from iTunes. And I'm really excited about some of the topics we have planned for these guests to talk about.
You know, the other thing with the athlete segment, we'll be able to share, Greg, October we'll be releasing our national report on LGBT college athletics. So we'll actually have that national report done by then and be able to share for the first time ever what are the experiences of college athletes who identify as LGBT across the country.
So stay on top of it. We'll have a schedule posted on our website at outbeatyouth.com and, of course, on the Campus Pride website as well at campuspride.org. Very, very exciting. And of course, we're thrilled to continue our work with Campus Pride, definitely one of our colleagues in helping educate the community about LGBT issues in the college and university community. Where can people go to learn more about Campus Pride?
Well, it's pretty simple, campuspride.org. Online, you can check out our blog, our resources. You know, we have a webinar series that we do in the fall and the spring where it's very affordable for campuses to learn about a variety of topics. And so campuspride.org.
Very good. And give us the website one more time for the Campus Climate Index.
Yeah, so you can reach it through campuspride.org, but the direct URL is campuspride.index.org. That's campuspride.index.org.
Fantastic. And again, we'll have the links to both of those sites on our own website at outbeatyouth.com. Shane Windmeyer, Executive Director of Campus Pride, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Oh, it's so great to be with you, Greg.
And that wraps up this month's edition of Outbeat Youth. Remember to follow us all month long on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, where you can get show reminders and be the first to know about our upcoming Campus Pride National Voices in Action Spotlight Series. Listen and download our shows from iTunes and, of course, from our own website at outbeatyouth.com. See you next month.
So